Hey beautiful souls, welcome back to That Girl Affirmations, your daily glow up. I'm your girl Sienna Cruz, here to sprinkle some positivity and kickstart your day with a dose of self-love. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Embracing your emotions and learning to manage stress like the fierce queens we are. Ever feel like life is throwing curveballs left and right? You know that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than a CVS receipt, deadlines are looming, and you're just trying to keep it all together? Well, guess what? We've all been there. It's totally normal to feel overwhelmed, stressed, or even a little bit panicked sometimes. But here's the thing. Our emotions aren't our enemies. They're messengers giving us vital clues about what we need and how we can show up better for ourselves. So let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those emotional waters with grace and confidence. First things first, acknowledge your feelings. Seriously, don't try to bottle them up like a vintage wine. Give yourself permission to feel whatever it is you're feeling: sadness, anger, frustration, even joy. Suppressing emotions only makes them fester and build up, turning into a metaphorical monster that can wreak havoc on your mental well-being. Remember, feeling your feelings is not weak, it's human. It means you're alive, experiencing life in all its messy, beautiful glory. Next up, learn to identify your stress triggers. What situations, thoughts, or even people tend to send your stress levels soaring? Recognizing these patterns is like having a superpower. It allows you to anticipate and potentially manage those stressful moments more effectively. Maybe it's that crazy commute, a looming deadline at work, or even social media scrolling for hours on end. Once you know your triggers, you can start to implement strategies to minimize their impact. Now, let's talk about self-care. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. Self-care is about intentionally nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Think of it as giving yourself permission to recharge and prioritize your well-being. This could mean taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or simply carving out some quiet time for yourself. Another powerful tool is mindfulness. It's all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it like training your mind to be less reactive and more observant. There are tons of apps and techniques that can help you cultivate mindfulness, from guided meditations to simply focusing on your breath for a few minutes each day. Trust me, even a small dose of mindfulness can make a world of difference in how you manage stress and navigate challenging emotions. Lastly, don't be afraid to seek support. We're not meant to go through life alone. Lean on your friends, family, or even a therapist when you need a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, or some professional guidance. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, the clock is ticking, and you've got that big presentation looming. Your heart starts racing, your palms sweat, and you feel that familiar knot forming in your stomach. But wait. Remember our key takeaways. First, acknowledge those feelings are key. I'm feeling stressed right now, but that's totally normal. Then, identify your trigger. The traffic and the presentation are definitely making me anxious. Now it's time to practice self-care. Maybe you take a few deep breaths, listen to your favorite song on the radio, or visualize yourself crushing that presentation. You can even use mindfulness to focus on the present moment, noticing the sound of your tires on the road, the feeling of the air conditioning on your skin, or simply observing the world outside the window. Remember, you've got this. By embracing your emotions and implementing these strategies, you can transform stress from a daunting force into an opportunity for growth and resilience. So, my gorgeous listeners, remember to be kind to yourselves, practice self-love, and never underestimate the power of emotional intelligence. It's what sets us apart as truly radiant beings. Now go out there and shine your light. And don't forget, if you found this episode helpful, please share it with your friends who might need a little glow up too. Leave a review, tag me on social media, let's keep this positive energy flowing. Until next time, stay amazing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.